Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Tomorrow night's episode of Dakota Life on SDPB-TV celebrates the human spirit. Joining us now from our SDPB studios in Vermilion with a preview, we have Dakota Life producer Melissa Hammersmith-Sievers along with SDPB's Stephanie Rissler. You'll want to be sure also to catch their segments along with pieces by Nate Weck and Jackie Hendry tomorrow night at 8 Central 7 Mountain. Melissa, welcome. Thanks for coming back.
Hello.
Stephanie, welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks, Lori.
All right, let's get started. We got a lot to get through, so let's get right to it. And this theme of celebrating the human spirit, Melissa, let's start with Trevor's legacy.
Well, charity fundraisers are commonplace across South Dakota in many communities. It's a great way for residents to connect with each other, but also kind of allow them to help lift up and support friends in need. And so we visited one such event in Kadoka. Each spring, folks fill the gymnasium for an event called Rock the Rim. It brings basketball fans together for a night of fun, but it raises money for a very good cause, and it's organized by Roxanne Vogelsang, her family, and with the help of many volunteers, they're able to remember her son, Trevor Torkelson. And they chose basketball because it's a pretty special activity for their family.
Let's hear a little bit from Roxanne talking about Trevor's love for the sport.
Basketball is a really, really big deal in our family. It was Trevor's greatest passion, his fun passion, his greatest passion in life as children. But for fun, it was basketball. He was playing basketball 24/7, always bouncing that ball from morning till night. I was always worried about what the neighbors were going to think hearing that ball all the time, but we played a lot as a family too. That was something where Trevor and I kind of bonded over too. You know, he was quite a bit bigger than me, so I would cheat and jump on his back and do whatever I could to try to get the ball away from him because he was good at it. He played in school and I never did, but it was just something we really enjoyed.
Melissa, I love that image of Roxanne and remembering her son who died at far too young.
Yeah. You know, he was full of life, you know, such as, you know, youth. And Roxanne sharing stories and memories of her son. She, you know, any time I write her to ask her a question, she'd write back, you know, no problem. I could talk about Trevor all day. You know, he was a typical 17-year-old. He loved basketball. He loved his job at Subway. He loved, like, upselling people, like, anytime he could get cookies sold. You know, he thought that was great.
My kind of guy.
And then on August 29th in 2015, he was on his way to work. And while on the way there, he was struck by a drunk driver and tragically lost his life. And so anytime a family loses a child, you know, it's such a struggle, and I just can't imagine the pain. But they're able to rally and try and carry his spirit forward.
And really by putting, you know, remembering his name, saying his name, putting his name on this foundation, tell me who the Trevor's Legacy Foundation serves.
Well, Trevor was very active. He was always there to lend a hand to kids in need. He was an advocate for kids that might be bullied, so he'd stand up for them. If a child was like crying in Walmart, he'd make faces and try and cheer them up. And so Trevor's Legacy Foundation works to help families with children in need. And so to kind of help families with a few extra funds to help with things where insurance maybe falls short with travel. And one family visited with us, Cassie, Joe, and Tegan Kukul. They're one of the recipient families. And they talked about the blessing that the foundation is.
Tegan goes to Lifescape Foundation in South Dakota. It's a school for children with disabilities. And so he stays up there and goes to school. It's like a boarding school. And so we go up there and we pick him up every other weekend. And we travel a lot and for doctor's appointments and stuff back and forth. And so the foundation helps us out with gas money or whatever we need. I mean, they're there for moral support and for friendship and for love.
And Melissa, I want to go right into these next thoughts from Roxanne, because this is really a circle of, you know, the love of that she has for her son, the love that Trevor brought to the world, his tragic loss, and then this love coming back to Roxanne. Let's hear a little bit more from Trevor's mom.
And I don't know if these people know that, but that is a great gift, helping my son live on. And that's a great comfort for me, knowing they're thinking about him. Not too long after he passed, I think it's my favorite story. It's the one I share all the time. We were at a basketball game in town watching the local kids, and a little girl came up to me and gave me a great big hug and handed me a note. And then she ran away, and I opened the piece of paper, and it was a story of how Trevor had helped her, saved her from a bully. And that brought some tears at that basketball game, but at the same time, that's my Trev, you know. And it's so good to hear that even when I didn't know it, that's the kind of person he was, that's the things he was choosing to do on his own with his time is helping people.
Melissa, what a story. So, gonna wipe my eyes here a little bit and recover. You can tune into this at Dakota Life and see the full feature. Also on the program, Stephanie, you met with someone who's been a guest on this program before, the wonderful, irrepressible Elaine Dahl Dunn. Tell us a little bit about her.
Oh, she is wonderful. She's one of those individuals where I say she's someone you need to know. She is 82 years young. She just turned 82 a handful of weeks ago. And for her birthday, she traveled over to France and walked 82 miles from France to Spain. The number of accomplishments that Elaine has conquered over her years is amazing. And as you know, she didn't really start doing these until the age of 40. She had some adversities and challenges in her life. She found herself widowed at the age of 23 with three children, one on the way, living in Harding County, picked up the pieces, moved to Spearfish, earned a degree in teaching, was a teacher. Her kids, as they got older one day, said, "Mom, you want to run with us? We're training for football." She said, "Sure, I can." And she discovered she could not. Yeah. And from that day forward, she pushed on, and she's just done so much.
All right. And she's also Mrs. South Dakota.
At the age of 61.
So we hear a little bit about her talking about that pageant.
Well, someone nominated me for it, and I thought, well, how cool, and I ignored it. And then I got a call from the state, and they said, "We have your nomination, but we don't have your paperwork." And I said, "And you're not going to get it." And she said, "Why?" I said, "What's the average age of your contestants?" She said, 30. I said, "Do you need a chaperone?" She said, "Why, how old are you?" I said, "I'm 61. Long, quiet time on the phone. And then a resolute little voice said, "Why don't you come show them old people can have a good time too?" So I just patched the knees on my swimsuit and I went for it.
I love that. Do you need a chaperone? Yeah. All right, I want to make sure that we get right to this next clip, Stephanie, because this is about her adventures now and kind of set it up real quickly for us.
She went to Scotland. This is not included in the segment. That's why I shared it. She thought she was going to go when it was going to be easy. She explains it here.
Well, this is my trip to Scotland, and one of the lessons I learned from this is that you should read the fine print, because it was advertised as hiking the highlands and the islands of Scotland. Well, hiking, I'm a runner, that would be a piece of cake. So I went to Scotland, which is unbelievably beautiful. Hiking in Scottish means mountaineering. We climbed places I really didn't want to go, but our guide, Ian, was very, very good, and I got to a place where I was reaching up like this and had to get a foot up there somewhere. And I looked up at him, I had big tears in my eyes. I was so tired and so scared, and he said, "Do you need a little help?" I said, "Ian, did you love your mother?" He said, "Aye, lass, I loved me mother, give me your hand." So he pulled me up.
All right, if you can't learn something about how to be a better human being by listening to Trevor's story and to Elaine's, I'm not sure I can help you. Stephanie and Melissa, thanks so much. This is a great episode. We look forward to watching it.
Thanks
for having us.